Welcome to another episode of Prescription for Life. My name is Linda Gallick. I'm the health and well-being consultant here at Bell & Health. And I am so thrilled to have as our guest today, Dr. Caitlin Barr. She is one of our fantastic pediatricians. So welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So why don't you just start out, tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how did you end up at Bell
&? Sure. Like you said, I'm a pediatrician at Bell & I just moved back to the area this in the last year. I grew up in Green Bay and then was away doing all my training. So I went to undergrad at UW-Madison and then med school in Milwaukee and then did my pediatric residency at the University of Minnesota and then worked there for a couple years and then excited to be back where I grew up and near my family. And I have a husband who's also a physician. He's an ENT. And then we have a daughter who's 16 months. And then we have two dogs.
Awesome. So what was it about children's health that was in particular just attractive to you to get into?
Yeah, so I have always kind of worked with kids through a lot of early jobs that I had. I used to coach gymnastics and worked as a nanny and those kinds of things. And then during my medical training, we rotate through all kinds of different specialties. And I noticed that the pediatric patients were always the ones that stuck out the most to me or that I felt like I connected with the most. So had a pretty good idea early on that I was interested in taking care of kids.
Awesome. So how different is the health of children versus adults? You know, because we look at the human body, kind of the same things, but how is it different? How does the healthcare differ?
Yeah, so sort of a buzzword phrase in pediatrics is that we're not just taking care of small adults. So there's a lot of things that are different about taking care of kids. From a medical standpoint, there are different diseases that are more prevalent in kids. And then another important aspect, especially in general pediatrics, we see patients for their well visits. So a big part of that job is keeping a close eye on their growth and their development and making sure all of those things are on track so that they're set up to live a long, healthy life. And then another important factor about taking care of kids is there's also a parent in the picture. So making sure that the whole family feels comfortable and understands what's going on so that they can kind of partner with us and take the best care of their child.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So people often have a lot of questions about, what does my child really need? There's a lot out there. Should I do this? Should I do this? What do you recommend? Where should people start?
So I guess kind of from a baseline standpoint, it's important to find a pediatrician that your family connects with and trusts, and then follow up for all the recommended well visits. And so that kind of changes as the child ages. So early on, we see newborns sometimes every couple days when they're first born, trying to set them out on the right track and make sure feeding and all that is established, and then we see patients at 2, 4, 6 months, and then we space out a little bit to 9 months, and then a year. And then as kids get older, typically we see them for a visit once a year, as long as they don't have any chronic conditions that we're keeping a closer eye on them for, or they're not coming in for illnesses in between. But usually there's something that we end up seeing them for before the next year, but not always. So.
Yeah. So this time of year, especially, so many illnesses going around with our kids, right?
Yes.
So help us know, like, when should we bring our kids in? When should we not bring our kids in? When should we call? What should we look out for? Like, how do we make sure that we're catching things when we should be catching them?
Okay. So first, we just want parents to know, like, if they're ever wondering and not sure if they should bring their child in, we have a really awesome triage team that answers phone calls from our families, and they are always willing to help troubleshoot those things. So we never want people to be feeling lost or worried, like they don't have the support they need at home. We're always just a phone call or a MyChart message away if they aren't sure what to do in any situation. But you're right, there is a lot going on right now in the community. We've got all kinds of winter respiratory viruses and then some nice GI viruses going around too. Mm-hmm. So I would say when to come in varies a little bit depending on what's going on and the age of the child. But as a general rule of thumb, if kids are having fevers and we consider a fever over 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, they're having fevers for longer than a couple days, it's usually worth at least a phone call. And then as far as making sure that the child is staying hydrated, sometimes whether they're having vomiting or diarrhea, that's making contributing to their dehydration or decreased appetite, or sometimes smaller babies, the congestion with respiratory viruses makes them not feed as well. So it's kind of a general rule of thumb. We like to make sure that kids are peeing at least 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. And then other things to look for is if their mouth looks moist, if they are making tears when they cry. Mm. Those can be some good things to look for, and mm-hmm. Sort of red flag if you're not seeing those signs of hydration. And then, let's see, is another thing to think about, I guess, is for respiratory viruses. The breathing status is kind of the thing that we keep the closest eye on. Mm-hmm. And so things to look for is how fast the child is breathing, and that a normal respiratory rate in a child varies quite a bit with age. So with babies, I guess, who are kind of the ones who get the most ill from these viruses most often, if they're breathing faster than like 50, 60 times a minute, we would definitely want to see them. Another sign that they're working harder to breathe is something called retractions, which is when the skin pulls in under the ribs, or sometimes at the sternal notch here, or in between their ribs. So those are signs that they're having a harder time breathing, and they might need mm-hmm. some more support from us. So, yeah. And then I guess another thing to think about is just kind of how long the illness has been going on. So mm-hmm. With like stuffy nose and cough, if it's been going on for longer than a week, usually worth us taking a look to make sure they don't develop a bacterial infection like an ear infection or a pneumonia on top of the viral infection that kind of started things. So
I love that you mm-hmm. mentioned too just sending that my chart message. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just an easy, simple thing to do. Yeah. Our providers are so great about mm-hmm. getting back to you so quickly on those messages. So yeah. that's just a great way to reach out too if you're busy throughout the day and you're kind of wondering and just want to get something out there.
Yeah,
it's a great way to communicate.
I would say that our department especially is really accessible that way, and our triage team is really helpful to help kind of answer a lot of the initial questions, and then they are really, really good at knowing what things they need to bring right away to a provider and what things they need to get into the clinic right away. So
if somebody is listening or watching this today mm-hmm. and they don't have a pediatrician, you know, for yeah. their child, how do they find you? Yeah. Where do they reach out?
So I am working at the East Peer Clinic. Like I said, I just moved back to the area this summer, so I'm looking to build my practice and get some new patients to kind of follow through their journey through childhood and kind of guide families through that adventure. So, yeah, awesome. I've since becoming a mom, like I mentioned, I have a 16-month-old. I have an even greater understanding or appreciation, I should say, for what a privilege it is to trust someone to take care of your child. So, I think that's just added a perspective to my practice. And,
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else you want to tell our audience today? Anything else that we didn't get a chance to talk about? Anything else that you wanted to mention that would be helpful today?
I think just encouraging families, like I said, if they are worried, to let us know. Our job as pediatricians is to partner with the family and help support them through their healthy growth and development, and help them through some of the harder times too when your kids are sick. It's really hard to watch, especially when it's a viral illness and there's not as much you can do to help. So we are always here to kind of help guide families through that. We never want them to be Googling in the middle of the night not knowing what to do. So
right. Don't Google.
If you're leaving the visit and you have a question in the back of your mind, don't hesitate to ask. Or if you get home and you have a question, like you said, my chart message, we're always willing to help.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Dr. Barr, thank you so much for coming in today. Just really appreciate your time, getting to know a little bit more about children's health. So important for all of us in the community to understand how to take care of those little ones. Yeah. So thank you so much. Thanks for listening today. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Have a great day, everyone.